Well, hello, everybody. Good morning. This is the KPFA LSB meeting for Saturday, March the 20th, 2021. I'll go ahead and read the agreements. I'm going to let Jose give the Zoom instructions. I'll give the overview here, I guess. Well, I'll go ahead and read it. Participation. For purposes of sound quality and clear communication without interruptions, participants are asked to mute themselves during KPFA LSB online meetings, and the chair or the host will recognize one person at a time to unmute themselves and speak. Board members on the phone can mute and unmute themselves by pressing star 6. The use of the Zoom chat option is reserved for LSB members only. Board members wishing to be called on during the meeting are asked to raise hand by clicking on the participant button at the bottom of the screen and then clicking on the raise hand button on the right, or to press star 9 on a phone. Board members will be called on by stack. LSB board members shall use chat to submit written motions to the LSB secretary. Board members online may vote by Zoom, raise hand, or by roll call, or by email with a code. Confirm KPFA LSB and email agreements. Audio recording of the meetings is available at kpftx.org. No video recording permitted at LSB meetings. Speak with each other respectfully using comfortable volumes. Focus on facts, issues, and proposals. No name calling or personal insults. Listen to each other with care. Honor the agenda and timeline, including staying on topic, following group procedures, and respecting the directions of the chair, facilitators, timekeepers, and people taking stack during meetings. Raise hands to be recognized by the facilitator. Honor individual time allocations per share and finish up when agreed upon time is over. Each person's time may be used for comments or questions with answers included in the time. Honor board confidentiality. KPFA local station board members are required to keep all job performance information related to KPFA management, paid and unpaid staff, and volunteers confidential, only to be shared within closed session LSB meetings. If a situation arises when a participant is not willing to honor the above agreements after the agreements are brought to their attention, that person may be asked to leave the meeting or be removed from the meeting. Thank you. And now I will ask Carol to take roll call.
Thank you. March 20th, 2021. KPFA Local Station Board Meeting, roll call. Sharon Adams.
Here.
Sharon, present. Marilyn Langlois.
Here.
Marilyn, present. Daniel Borgstrom.
Here.
Daniel, present. Christine Pepin.
Christine gave us an email saying she needs to be excused. She couldn't make this meeting today.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
So Christine Pepin has requested an excused absence.
Yes.
Chris Corey.
Here.
Chris here, present. Mark Van Landrut. Okay, Mark is not here yet. Susan De Silva.
Here.
Susan is here. Shira Dedman requested an excused absence. Donald Goldmacher.
Present.
Donald is present. Christina Huggins.
Present.
Christina, present. Lily Kimura.
Here.
Lily is present. James McFadden.
Here.
James is present. Mantra Planzi. I'll come back to Mantra. Aki Tanaka. Aki Tanaka. I'll come back to Aki. Andrea Turner.
Present.
Andrea, present. Yeah. Tom Voorhees.
Tom is here.
Tom is present. Carol Wolfley, I'm present. Sabrina Jacobs. I'll come back to Sabrina. Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Darlene.
Sabrina's here.
I thought I heard you, Sabrina, before. Thank you, Sabrina. Jacobs is present. Tim Lynch asked for an excused absence. He may be able to join us later. He has a family issue. Frank Sterling.
I'm here.
Frank Sterling is present. Janine Utter. I'll come back. Janine Utter. Philip Maldari.
Here.
Philip is present. Donald McClay.
Present.
Donald McClay is present. Quincy McCoy will be with us at our May meeting. So I would like to make a motion that we excuse those who have requested an excused absence.
Does that include Jadine?
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm going back to Mark Van Landwood. Is Mark here?
He's on his way, he told me.
Okay.
Mantra
Plancy? Mantra? Aki Tanaka?
I'm here.
Aki's present. Okay. Janine Utter?
Isn't Janine on vacation?
I believe Janine probably just forgot to ask for a requested absence because I think she's on a vacation, like Don said. Could we include her in the excused absence, please?
Sure.
Well, Christina, how do you want to handle that? I did not receive anything from Janine requesting an excused absence.
She actually told all of us she wasn't going to be here, so I assume she forgot, and I don't think anyone reminded her to send you one.
Sabrina, for the point of information, Madam Chair. Yeah.
Yes, Sabrina.
Okay, so isn't that supposed to be a requested absence? Nobody on the board got any information about her taking a vacation or requesting an absence.
It actually needs to come from Janine, not from other people. So she really needs to request the absence herself.
Sharon.
That's just form.
I'd just like to say, and just because people seem to be concerned that, you know, you have to have 3 unexcused absences. So having 1 unexcused absence isn't like a big...
You won't be removed for that.
Exactly. It's just the way it is. And it's better to, you know, keep procedures so that we have clear procedures for running our meetings.
Right. It clearly states that in Robert's Rules of Order. Sorry for taking the floor, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Okay. So, I would move that we, excuse, Christine Pepin, Shira Dedman, and, Tim Lynch.
We have a second?
Second, Turner.
Thank you. So if there are any objections, you could raise your hand if there are any objections to excusing those people. Seeing no objections, they're excused.
And point of information, I just received a text from Mantra Plancy that she's planning to log in. She's just had emergency causing her to be a little late. So we should watch for that.
Thank you for the information.
Thank you, Marilyn. If someone sees when she comes in and I don't see it, please just let us know.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. So we have quorum.
Thank you. The next point of order is to approve our agenda. Has everybody had a chance to look over the agenda that was sent out before?
This is McFadden. I have a question about the agenda, the minutes last time. And I just noticed this. I didn't notice it when I kind of looked, skimmed through it the first time, but I noticed this time.
That's on another item on the agenda.
Yeah, we're actually on the agenda right now, but
we'll... Oh, we're not on the agenda. I thought we were.
We're on the agenda, not on the minutes yet.
Not on the minutes. Okay, sorry about
that. Right, that's okay.
This is Susan. So it seems Zoom changed where you put your hand up. So where is it now?
If you want to raise your hand, Jose, can you answer that?
I'm not aware that anything changed. It should
in
be
reaction.
You it's can do reaction. It in reactions. Yeah.
It's on reactions. Okay.
Okay.
It used to be at the bottom of the participants thing. Now it's on reactions.
Yeah, it did used to be somewhere else. Okay.
So I think I see two hands up. I guess I'm.
It was so just example.
Okay, I see. Okay, all right.
Okay. Jose, are you there, Jose?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can. Could you, we had two hands up. Could you call? I'm not seeing which one. Oh, I guess Susan.
We have Susan and Don McClay, both hands.
Thank you. Susan first. Go ahead, Susan.
So I was just wondering where on the agenda are we, doing the elections to the committees?
It's down low, 1 p.m.
It's there's a break at 12:45, Susan.
Uh-huh.
And break time certain break, and then time certain at 1 p.m. call to order delegate assembly to elect PNB committee members and task force members.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had just looked at the agenda that was on the Zoom thing, but okay, now I get it.
Yeah, it's here. So we have a motion. Do we have a second to approve the agenda?
I have a question here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Don. Go ahead.
I'm not sure if now's the right time to bring this up, but I was asked by Jeanine Etter to put a motion in. And I have the motion here, and I'm happy to do it. Where in the agenda can I do that?
If you're talking about the motion, it's on the agenda already.
Is it the motion to create a fundraising committee?
Yes.
Okay. Let me take a look.
That's not quite correct.
I'll take your word for it.
It's item 10. New business.
Okay. Under new business. Okay. I see it now. Very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Are there any other, I don't see any other hands up. So
just to let people know, when you unmute yourself, your hand goes down. So that's just another change that didn't used to be that way with Zoom. And did Mark get marked here? Mark Van Duit seems to be here.
Oh, great, Mark. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Susan. So, Carol, Mark is now present.
Can I also make a clarification here? This is Frank.
Yes, Frank.
On the reactions, this one right here is like a high five. That's not raising your hand, just so everybody knows. It'll disappear in about 10 seconds. But the one that raises your hand says actually raise hand, and it looks like that.
Copy. Thank you, Frank.
And that one will stay up until either maybe when you unmute, or you can take it down by just clicking lower hand. The other one's like a high five.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for the clarification, Frank. So,
point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Sabrina.
I don't have the agenda. I'm looking for it, and I don't have it. What day was it sent out, or can I get a copy of it sent now, or...
Carol, it was a week ago or something. It's Monday, Tuesday.
A week ago. Okay.
Oh, I think. Carol,
the agendas are always sent out on Wednesday. I really want to ask people to read them. It saves a lot of time for us, but, Sabrina, I'm going to send it to you right now. Okay.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay. I'm looking for it.
Okay, so I don't see any other hands up. So there's a motion to approve the agenda. Anyone who objects, please raise your hand. Seeing none, the agenda passes. We'll move on to public comments. Okay. So I'm going to ask Jose, would you call on the public comments as they put their hands up? Jose?
I will.
Thank you. Appreciate it. So are there any public comments?
I know that we had a request for some public comments.
Well,
I told people, people asked me what time to call in for public comments, and I told them about 11:30. So it's my mistake I said that. I would like to move that we. What do you want to do, Christina? I told people 11:30.
Well, I think we probably should go ahead with public comments because we're there.
Okay. Are there people?
We have one hand up. We have at least one Anthony, right?
Oh, okay. That's right.
Let's do it.
Good.
Sorry about that. So Jose, you want to make the call?
Can I just ask a point of information?
Yes.
Shall I time for 3 minutes, I guess, and then maybe people will come in?
That seems like a reasonable we only have one person so far, so
just that do that at least to start. Okay, Anthony, so 3 minutes.
Okay, and I'm Anthony Fest, unpaid staff member since 1994. And by the time the LSB next meets, May Day will have come and gone. So here's some thoughts on KPFA and labor. Question one, shouldn't KPFA have a labor show? I think that's a pretty obvious answer there. Question two, when management cancels programs, without consultation, without explanation, without prior notice, without anything, as they did to Work Week and TwitWit and Discreet Music. Is that being respectful to workers? Answer again, ought to be obvious. Question three, is a workplace, a union workplace, if the union leaves out 80% or 85% of the workers? Answer ought to be pretty clear yet again. And finally, question four, what's better than a union workplace? It may not be too obvious to people who are only in a capitalist mode of thinking, but what's better than a union workplace is a worker-managed workplace. And you don't have this contrary party called management that you have to negotiate with. And in a worker-managed workplace, the workers make the decisions. They can vote, one worker, one vote. They can have a management committee. They can go outside and hire a manager if they so choose. And that would be an excellent model for a Pacifica radio station so that people would actually have a voice in how the station works. And then there are such institutions in our capitalist society. They're known as co-ops. They're not without issues of their own, but nonetheless, co-op model would be an excellent model for a Pacifica radio station. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony.
Okay, I think Carlos Cohan is next. Cohen?
And point of order, Madam Secretary, please note that Mantra Plonzi has joined the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn. And welcome, Mantra. Mantra's here. Carol.
So I'm sorry. This is Carlos. Is it my turn now?
It is.
It is.
Okay. Thank you. Let's start the timing now then. Mm-hmm. Well, at the risk of sounding like a broken record, I am a bit alarmed by the situation of the Pacifica Network. As I understand, there is a trend of that many stations have been losing audience, membership, and revenue. That some stations have been operating at a loss for many months now, and that there is a debt of over $3 million that will be coming due not far away. And so in those conditions, my expectation is that the Pacifica National Board would be alarmed and it would be operating in a very open and cooperative manner with all of the radio stations trying to find a solution and proposing a plan. The reality is, my understanding is that they are isolated, they are infighting, there is a lot of infighting, there is a lot of arrogance, and I'm very, very alarmed by this. I don't know what their solution is. My concern is that good part of the problem is that the Pacifica National Board is not truly a democratic board the way the bylaws are. It operates much like the U.S. Senate, where Delaware and Rhode Island have the same representation as California, New York, or Texas. And I think that if the Pacifica Board doesn't open up and operate in a very open, transparent, and cooperative manner, trying to reach consensus among the stations to resolve the very serious problems, I think we need to change the bylaws then. To me, democracy would be one member, one vote. Very simple. One Pacifica member, one vote. And I'm not sure that anybody can argue with that idea. So please, I'm very alarmed by the situation. To me, it is extremely sad that many members of Pacifica have had to resort to a lawsuit to change this. I wish we could work in a more cooperative, open manner, more trustful, and find solutions that we can agree upon. But it doesn't seem to be the case. There is a lot of infighting, and I understand some people are even attacking the management of the few stations that are making money. I don't understand that. It sounds crazy to me. So thank you much. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Carlos.
Okay, we have Lawrence, Pacifica Fight Back. If you can unmute yourself.
Thank you. Am I audible?
Yes.
Okay, I guess I am. Good morning, aboard. I just wanted to respond to Carlos is apparently it's not getting information. I don't know where you get your analysis or your narrative from, but it's not true. We are in the process. I am a Pacifica National Board member for KPFK, and I serve with Tom and Sabrina and Chris and others. And we are in the middle of a plan. We are in the middle of renegotiating, the loan. So we are collaboratively working together. I don't understand how anybody could compare the PNB to the Congress because, our present, needs improvement bylaws, allows us to have a democratic process and we are engaged in that democratic process. I'm really disturbed from wherever Carlos is getting this information. I'm not going to point out anything else in regards to that, but it's obviously, Brother Carlos is definitely misinformed in regards to some of the work, that the Pacifica Foundation and the National Board is engaged in right now. And I would implore for those who are in the know, report out and report, so in order for Carlos to be edified as to what the work that the Pacifica National Board is doing presently. You know, we are a democratic, entity. We do engage in the democratic grassroots process and we are encouraging, that we, all stick together, that we don't break up, that we all stick together and that we, work through our differences and put the network first, which is the most important thing. So I just want to let you know, Carlos, that 75% of what I heard come out of your narrative is completely inaccurate. So I'll be more than happy to talk to you. You could find me on Pacifica Network on the PMB list. Sabrina has my contact information. So does Tom and so does Ms. Turner and Chris. And I'll be more than happy to talk to you, but that's not what's happening, brother. Thank you very much for allowing me the space to share. Thank you.
Thank you. I would ask
point of personal information. I mean, point of order, Madam Secretary. I don't think it's appropriate for someone on public comments to call in and be attacking another and criticizing the public.
I'm sorry, Carol. That was not an attack. Knock it off. That's not okay.
Stop. Please, for a minute. I was actually going to remind the director that it did sound like an attack in some ways. You were saying he doesn't know what he's talking about. And I would ask you not to insult our listeners who are calling.
Okay, well, I didn't.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I just attended to
Jose.
Okay, we have a caller. Phone number 310-345-7022.
Okay.
Hello. Thank you very much for this opportunity. You can regard me as number six. I want to attest that it was very clear that what Mr. Lawrence Reyes was attesting, was clarifying, was not in an insulting manner.
And what's your name, only lady? What is your name?
No, please don't yell out, please. Don't yell out. Go ahead.
Thank you. My number is number six. Can you please regard me as number six? I need not give my name. That is the rule. Thank you. I am calling against the New Day Pacifica restructuring, again with a new name. Last year, the membership voted it down 2-to-1 ratio, and I'm hoping that we can vote this down again at a higher margin. It is unbelievable. What we need to do really is come together. We are a family network. It must stay together, as Lauren said. And I'm here to let you know that I'm working to stop the takeover, fight for democracy and diversity, which are two areas that are key to be removed, eliminated, disseminated with this new proposed bylaws referendum. And I ask everyone on this board to use your conscience. I heard the gentleman that spoke earlier about the need for a labor program. Now, if there is no labor program within a Pacifica station and the network, then you know that there is a deficit beyond the financial. And why is it that if KPFA touts itself as doing so well, among the other stations, why are you outreaching for fundraising to KPFK membership? Why is that going on? You should not be doing that. And why are you all of a sudden trying to open up and set up a fundraising committee? Isn't this something you should have done a long time ago? So I urge you, please, to vote no on the New Day Pacifica bylaws referendum. It will destroy the foundation. It will disseminate the historic mission since 1948. And please use your conscience. Let's all work together. And the Pacifica National Board is doing all possible, even within the divisions of the people that have been elected to the board that do support the New Day Pacifica. Everyone has to work collaboratively for the good of the whole, not to divide it and sell off the assets.
Thank you. Time is up.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
There are no other hands up.
Point of information.
Ann Garrison, I think, has a hand up. Point of information. Yes, Donald.
How is it possible that we allow people to call in on our meeting without identifying who they are? That's absurd.
It is one of the rules. They don't have to give their name.
Don, it is part of the bylaws.
It's part it of may the be
part of the bylaws. It's still absurd. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Ann Garrison is next.
Yeah, thanks. I'm going to have to differ with my good friend Anthony Fest, who suggested that KPFA should be run as a workers' co-op. I think involvement of all the staff, paid and unpaid staff at KPFA is a good idea, but Anthony did not mention the listeners, and I think it's the involvement of the listeners that makes KPFA a community station. And one thing I dislike about the New Day bylaws is that it disempowers both unpaid staff and listeners to a large degree in favor of paid staff and a largely self-replicating board. Now, one other thing, since I've been trying to understand this, I spoke to Sharon Kyle, who is the face of the New Day, who would be the the top person, the chair of the board of the PNB, if or whatever you're going to call it, if the New Day bylaws passed. And I know her because I write for the Black Agenda Report, and several years ago she wrote and asked me if she could republish some of what I wrote in the Black Agenda Report on her publication, LA Progressive, which she does. And I spoke to her about several things, including the shutdown of WBAI, which the network is still suffering from. I mean, the East Coast stations still feel very alienated from the West Coast stations because of that. And there's great mistrust. And she told me that she thought that was terrible. She thought that the lawsuit in LA County was terrible. She thought that the shutdown of WBAI was terrible, but that those who had engineered the shutdown of WBAI had apologized, and the apology had not been accepted. I have never heard that, and I'm wondering if that actually happened.
Susan Da Silva is up next.
Well, Susan isn't listener, so I guess Christina, yeah.
Yeah. So
I know that we on the board don't usually respond, but when something is so wrong that was said, I think that I'm not going to respond to everything that Ann said, but I think it's important to say, I don't know how she can say that the staff is not represented. There is a seat reserved for paid staff and another seat reserved for unpaid staff on the New Day Pacific, under the New Day Pacifica bylaws. The paid staff voted for by paid staff and the unpaid staff voted for by unpaid staff. They are definitely represented, and it is not a redo of the previous bylaws that failed last year.
Thank you. Are there any other hands raised? If not, we can go on to reports.
I don't see any other hands.
Thank you. So KPFA LSB reports is the next on our agenda. So I think we have a treasurer's report.
Okay. Hey, everybody. I have been sending out summaries to the LSB after we have our National Finance Committee meetings, which is NFC, so I'll be calling it NFC. But I'm going to summarize some of the stuff I've written before, and we also did just have another NFC meeting. So I'm just going to go over and some other things that I've learned. So I know everybody's interested in the property tax issue, and I have a bit of an update on that. Okay, and this is, of course, KPFA's tax exemption for the property so that it will pay less property taxes once its tax exemption is restored. KPFA has spent over $40,000 in attorney's fees on this property tax exemption issue, which is still not resolved. The issue started when Pacifica changed its name twice in about 5 years. The status currently is that Pacifica needs an organizational clearance certificate, which is issued by the state of California, then it will be entitled to get the tax exemption. Pacifica amended its bylaws last year. We, the LSB, voted on it to correct the name change in the bylaws. Okay, so that has happened. And what needs to happen, apparently, according to the attorneys, is that a writ of mandate needs to be filed with the court to change the name in the articles of incorporation. And this writ of mandate has been written. Okay, so we're getting there. And it's currently being reviewed by the interim executive director and by Arthur Schwartz. So that's the status. When the writ gets filed, hopefully the court will amend the articles, and then we will be able to get this property tax issue resolved. Okay, regarding the financials, at the last NFC meeting, we learned that Pacifica had received a second PPP loan. And this second loan is for $1.2 million, and it has been deposited into Pacifica's bank account. The first, you may remember, Pacifica received a PPP loan last year, and that loan actually has been forgiven, as they say. So that means it was turned into a grant, and Pacifica does not need to pay that one back. So that's according to our CFO, and that's very good news. So now we got the second PPP loan for $1.2 million, and that hopefully will also be turned into a grant, provided certain, you know, requirements are met. And then Pacifica will not have to pay that one back either, which is really good news for Pacifica, and kind of why Pacifica is still operating in some ways. So KPFA does remain operating in the black. It is the only station in the network that is operating in the black and has paid all its central services payments. It's the only one. WPFW, the Washington station, really should be congratulated because it recently has started operating in the black. So it's running a positive budget, but it still owes for past central services payments that it hasn't made. But at least currently it's running positive. And the other three stations, WBAI, KPFT, and KPFK, are all running at a loss and continue to drain money from Pacifica. The National Finance Committee and then the PNB has passed a new central services formula. This is the formula that all stations pay into the national office so that the national office can run the operation. And it's supposed to be 15% of total listener revenue. According to our business manager, this means that KPFA will be paying an additional approximately over $100,000 per year in central services payments, which could potentially mean, according to our business manager, could potentially mean that KPFA is forced to lay off people, okay, to make this central services payment. That's, you know, because it's over $100,000. And I just will note that KPFA may have to do this while other stations are allowed to operate at a deficit and are not required to lay off people or reduce the number of contractors. So just to go into some specific numbers, I mean, it's a treasurer's report. Thanks to the PPP money, all stations showed income for year to date, which is through January. These numbers are through January 2021. But even with the PPP money, WBAI operated at a loss of $35,000 year to date through January 2021. Okay, this is an improvement over last year when WBAI operated at a year to date loss of $115,000. Okay, from the February 8th, 21 National Finance Committee, I just want to comment on this particular meeting. At this meeting, the NFC chair began talking about people in California getting money from WBAI in October of 2019, which events have already been referred to herein. He stated that this explained why WBAI had lost money in 2019. However, the NFC did have the actual figures in front of it, and we could compare what happened in 2019 with what happened in 2020. And it is quite apparent looking at the actual numbers that WBAI did basically the same in October, November, and December 2019 as WBAI did in October, November, and December 2020. So there really was no financial effect from the alleged horrific events that happened in October 2019. There was a minor difference of about $3,000 between these two time periods. So now there is concrete evidence that the evidence that the events of October 2019 did not actually affect the revenue stream of WBAI. And as further evidence, the first quarter of 2019 actually brought in more money than was brought in the first quarter of 2020. So the WBAI treasurer at this meeting claimed that the reason 2020 was also actually worse than 2019 was because of COVID. And that explained why WBAI lost even more money in 2020. Well, I'll just say that WBAI does seem to have an excuse for every year that it does lose money. And I will note that WBAI did just submit a budget to the NFC, which has been approved by the NFC, that shows it intends to operate at a loss again in this fiscal year of over $100,000. That's the financials. On the loan, which there have been lots of questions about, the $3.2 million loan is due back to be paid in full at the beginning of April, and this includes principal plus interest, so I don't know what the interest is. At the last NFC meeting, there were some attempts to talk about this, but they were basically shut down, and we don't know anything about what's happening with this loan. Slightly editorial comment, but apparently we should just trust those that took out the loan without a repayment plan. We should just trust those that have refused to answer questions for 3 years about how to pay back the loan, including the PNB member on this LSB that voted for the loan and has never explained how it would be paid back. So with less than 2 weeks to go, there's absolutely nothing to report on that issue. There is no repayment plan. There is no renegotiated loan. And the ink is definitely not dry on any document relating to repaying the loan. My final sort of comments are that budget process, which is that one of the main tasks of the NFC is to review the station budgets and send them along to the PNB. So we already have reviewed and approved the PFW budget, which is a positive budget, as I mentioned. And I just want to repeat again that the NFC did approve the WBAI budget, which operates at a loss of approximately $100,000 in the fiscal year of 2021. And KPFA's budget is going to be up for review at the next NFC meeting. But the reason I repeated that about WBAI is because when I was writing this up today, it actually struck me that we at the NFC have approved that WBAI may operate at a loss of $100,000 per year, while at the same time simultaneously asking KPFA to pay an extra $100,000 per year in central services payments. I realized that today while I was writing this up. Wow. And that does conclude my treasurer's report.
Thank you, Sharon. Chris had his hand up first. Chris?
Sorry about that. Looking for the mute button. I had a couple of comments. First of all, I want everybody to not be terribly concerned about the idea that KPFA may be forced to have layoffs for a relatively small deficit. The PNB has with extreme reluctance taken on budget shortfalls at the individual stations. That's obvious in the case of WBAI, as Sharon's already pointed out. However, you know, it has been going after with all due diligence, the problems at KPFK. So my suggestion to, KPFA listeners and members would be that, KPFA is going to be last on the pecking order for this sort of thing. Furthermore, the standards for evaluating these cuts, don't hit until the station is reporting a 10% deficit. I think that's extremely unlikely to happen at KPFA. So I really don't think that demands for cutting personnel or cutting in any particular way at KPFA are likely to happen in the near future. I do, however, think that WBAI will come up as a station that needs evaluation for cuts. There's not a lot of room for cutting there because they're operating at a fairly minimal staff. But there are perhaps other things that could be managed there. The I believe that they are in the 10% category, so they should be being evaluated now. And I think they would be were it not for the fact that KPFK is in much, much worse shape and a much more important member station in terms of revenue generation. So that's where all of the energy is being focused by the PNB right now. And I know that WBAI has been a sore spot for many KPFA members, listeners, and members of the LSB. But I assure you that it will not be without attention in as soon as this matter with KPFK has been properly buttoned up. Thank you.
Thank you. Donald? Donald?
I think Don McClay was ahead of me.
Not according to the...
Not according to me either. Go ahead, Don.
Okay. All right. Thanks. What Sharon just laid out is very deeply disturbing and shows once again that the people on the national board really have no idea what they're doing. They have no idea how to run a competent organization. And this central services formula is a disaster for our station, despite what Chris just said. We don't have that kind of luxury and margin to start offering up another $100,000 to a network that doesn't know what it's doing and to stations that clearly are bleeding us dry. It should, for the listeners here at KPFA, they should note that it is likely that the general manager at KPFK, the LA station that we just referenced, is apparently leaving after the PNB fired or terminated, whatever language you wish to use, all of his top management team. That seems to me very short-sighted that you eliminate your management team who are responsible for raising money and programming and then expect the station to actually be able to survive. So it tells me once again that the majority on the national board is not really interested in growing this network. It's really just interested in having its people on the air and its people repeatedly reelected to the national board. And what I mean by that, for example, is that two individuals, for starters, who I think were just termed out, began on the national board in 2003 when the new bylaws then were put into effect. So these two people have been involved in national board management for all of the 21st century. And what have they got to show for themselves? A declining network, declining listenership, declining revenues, and now they'll be coming after us, KPFA. Mark my words. Thank you.
Thank you, Donald. And now Don McClay.
Excuse me. I just want to make a point of information or order and say I am timing people for 3 minutes. So I just want to verify
Thank you.
That. Okay.
Thank you, Sharon. I appreciate you. We should have said that up front. So thank you. Don?
My 3 minutes are going. Chris, I don't know if we've met. Sharon and I know each other from a while back. I am making a request here for written financial reports that arrive before we hold a meeting. I really have heard the financial reports a couple of times or what Sharon presents. And I would like to see a layout. How much does each station make? What's the history of our own station's fundraising? How did we do last time? How did we do 5 years ago? What's our membership numbers? You know, a report that goes more into detail. And I would like to see it in writing. As a board member, I don't really feel prepared to discuss these things without more information and more time to look it over, read it, and prepare. And, it's just a question of process, really, what I'm putting forward to everyone. I would like us to think about requiring that such reports be provided earlier, and it would be great if the national level actually provided all the local board members of all the stations with their most recent financial reports that lay these kinds of things out. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I respond?
Yes.
I do send out reports, as I mentioned, after the NFC. I send them out via email. And basically, I just summarized what I had sent out in those previous emails to the LSB. We on the NFC are not allowed to share the financials. That's specifically been stated. Yes, we're not allowed to. And the national reports, because there are documents, I believe they're available on kpftx.org, where they're with, or I don't know, maybe Chris can explain where they are, but I can send out the narrative. I thought I had been doing that. But anyway, let me just say again, I have been sending out reports, and that this, what I gave today was a summary of that.
Okay, just as a point of information, Don, I know I've said this before, but if you go on the Pacifica Foundation homepage, they do have the audits listed, and it does break down the financials for each individual station.
Can I say something here?
Yes.
I've served on a lot of boards, and no, I don't need to have the books, and no, I don't need to have confidential information, but I also don't need to have to go read the books or read an audit or whatever to have someone who's the treasurer or the national treasurer provide us with a report that kind of lays out the big picture. And I don't see that, you know, digging through the archives gives me the big picture. It gives me the weeds and not the garden.
It's not the archives I'm asking you to, let me clarify. It's not the archives. It's the specific audits with all the data that you're requesting.
But, you know, I'm not a CPA. I don't want to read an audit. I want to have a report from the people who are supposedly in charge of this that gives us the big picture. And actually there's a lot of polemic around this. I hear more editorializing argument and polemic than I actually see report. And as
a board information, member, Madam
I don't
Chair.
Know where I get the big
picture. Okay. Thank you. Go ahead, Sabrina.
Okay. As a national board member, Don, this is the way that the majority on the Pacifica National Board have it set up. So beating us up here on the local level is not going to help things. I'd suggest you talk to Tom Voorhees. Maybe he can get word to, you know, somebody on the majority on the national board and facilitate you getting the information that you're requesting. Okay. Thank you.
I'm just
you all wondering. Are claiming certain facts and you're arguing very hard, but I don't see the reports that justify them.
I've asked for that. We don't want to go back and forth like this. I would like to have a little bit more order here, please. I hear your point, Don. And I hear what Sharon said. I did get her report as well. So let's move on. Susan DeSilva's next.
Okay. I wanted to say, first of all, Don, perhaps you're not getting the closed, LSB list things. I don't get the open LSB things. And I don't know why that is, but that's been true. And Carol Wolfley has checked and my name is on it. And I just don't get them. But there is a closed list, and I think Sharon's been really good about putting the reports out there, and maybe you're just not getting them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'd like to ask Carol Wolfley to check and make sure that Don McClay is on that. Okay, but I just, on the other topic, I just wanted to say that kind of reiterating what Don said, the people who are in power currently on the national board have gone after the other West Coast station. And now the manager has been pretty, he quit, but he's been pretty much drummed out. And instead of trying to make things better at the station, now Sonali has gone on, I understand, a leave of absence and support of her manager who was drummed out. And they're going after the people who are actually the most popular, the ones that bring in the most money. And this is not the way to solve the problem. And when they're done with KPFK, they're going to come after KPFA. And I don't think that it's, the best way to do this. I just really don't. And I guess that's all I want to say right now.
Thank you, Susan. I think Chris is next.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to disagree fervently with the narrative that's going on about KPFK. I don't think we're properly assessing the seriousness of the situation there. Let me just, for purposes of edification, illustrate what we're talking about here. We're talking about a station that's losing between $500,000 and $1 million a year. Imagine if KPFA was faced with that. Where would you start your cuts? Where would you finish your cuts? I mean, I don't quite know how to express the seriousness of what's going on down there. The layoffs that have happened there have been strategic to a degree, but yes, upper management has been carved out there. And if you think about it operationally and just in terms of human resources and the message that it conveys to your workers and staff and people and members and, you know, everybody in the station, what signal does it send to lay off the worker bees first? The people who actually are on the ground and doing the work of running the station. That makes no sense. So it makes sense to start out with the administration, actually, because they are the big ticket items in an exigent circumstance. They are the big ticket items that, you know, you're going to get the most bang for your buck, so to speak. I don't mean to be vulgar and put it in terms that sound grotesque here, but when you have a situation as bad as KPFK, something bad is going to happen. And, I understand that nobody likes this. Nobody wants their job cut. Nobody wants management shakeups. Nobody wants any of this stuff, but the situation is really dire at KPFK. And if it weren't, then the IED would not have stepped in and asked for these cuts and the board would not have approved them. So I would encourage you all.
Daniel Borgstrom is next.
A clear head about this. Thank you.
Daniel, you need to unmute yourself.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes. I have one question. Have there been recent hires at KPFA? And if so, how many? Can you tell me, give any details on that?
If that's directed to me, I don't know.
Yeah, it is directed at you or anybody who can answer. Can anybody else answer?
I don't know, but I'll find out.